All right, let's do a couple of patients together. First patient is Charmaine, Charmaine Turk, T-U-R-K. Born 9/26/49. Today is 12/19. This is a 75-year-old woman from Houston. She used to be a teacher, then a machinist. She is currently on hospice because of right-sided weakness and CVA, period. She has trouble walking. She requires a walker to be able to walk. She's ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She wears diapers, period, and paragraph. She also suffers from renal insufficiency, COPD, seizure disorder, diabetes mellitus, type 2, period, and paragraph. She tells me despite the fact that she's taking seizure medication, she still has seizures. She eats very slowly. She's lost about 25 pounds. Because of that, her blood sugar is controlled without any medication, period, and paragraph. She takes valproic acid, 250 milligrams, two tablets twice a day. She also has a history of atrial fibrillation, which she's on Eliquis, and hyperlipidemia, along with congestive heart failure related to her atrial fibrillation and taking Aldactone, period. New paragraph, she's having a hard time sleeping at night. She's currently on Remeron, 15 milligram. I told her to reduce the Remeron to 7.5 milligram, and we'll reevaluate her in the next 3 or 4 days because Remeron at the lower dose works much better than higher dose for sleep, period. In the paragraph, she is doing well with her depression and anxiety with the help of Zoloft, period. KPS score is at 40%. MAC has not changed much, changed any, since admission, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given the natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Let's do another one. Virginia Haley, V-I-R-G-I-N-A, Virginia, N-I-A, Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, 11450. This is a 74-year-old woman, originally from Houston. She's widowed. She has no children. She used to work for the Mercedes company in Germany, then a dealership here in the paragraph. She suffers from depression, anxiety, hypertension. As a matter of fact, she's her blood pressure is quite elevated at this time. She has issues with chronic pain and hyperlipidemia, period. Medications include duloxetine, 30 milligram once a day, which is Cymbalta, losartan, 50 milligram once a day, clonopin, 2 milligram twice a day, clonidine, 0.2 as needed for blood pressure elevation, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Vicodin, 5-325 PRN, Zocor, 5 milligram a day, Restoril, 30 milligram a day, Senna, 1 tablet a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Plaquenil, 200 milligram a day for some sort of lupus, but she has no symptoms at this time. Medical slash surgical history includes depression, anxiety, hypertension out of control, PTSD, chronic pain, leg pain, difficulty sleeping, history of lupus, right knee pain, left knee replacement, gallbladder, status post cholecystectomy, status post hysterectomy, history of hepatitis A, history of hypertension out of control, CHF, history of hypertension, no diabetes, hyperlipidemia, knee pain, and left knee replacement, along with cardiomegaly, period. Vaccination up to date, review of system, decreased weight, nausea, shortness of breath, weakness, severe muscle wasting, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, history of DVT, respiratory failure with pneumonia almost a year ago. With significant weight loss, she's quite thin, has not been able to gain the weight at this time. Her weight's down to 100, her weight's down 65 pounds compared to a year ago, period. Blood pressure is 180 over 90. Pulse is 68, respirations 18, O2 side 98%. Heart positive, swim positive, still lungs, pure onchi, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD, skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa without a lesion. Assessment number one, depression. Number two, anxiety. Number three, blood pressure out of control. Number four, increase losartan to 100 milligram. Number five, increase clonidine to 0.2 BID instead of PRN. Next number is chronic pain. Next number is history of knee pain. Next number is patient needs surgery on her right knee. She was told, but she's too ill and too sick to have any kind of surgery. Next number is history of renal insufficiency. Next number is history of SLE. Next number is no symptoms of SLE. Next number is may DC plaque or needle at this time, especially since she's not seen an ophthalmologist. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is chronic pain. Next one is weight loss unavoidable. Next one is history of DVT. Next one is history of pneumonia. Next one is respiratory failure. Here we go. Doing better, but this continues to have shortness of breath, weakness, and symptoms of orthopnea and PND. Thank you.